Dave and Darren's top five things. This is what we got done on our morning show, which you can hear every morning on Planet 93.9, the Quad Cities Real Alternative Radio. My name's Dave. He's Darren. Top five things you're about to enjoy is made possible thanks to Nature's Treatment of Illinois.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly right. Tech Drive in Milan and West Main Street in Galesburg.
The questions get trickier.
I know they do. Milan's open every day. Galesburg's open weekdays and Saturdays. Right now, if you're looking for recreational marijuana, you can order that online at the Galesburg location by going to the website ntillinois.com.
All right, here we go. We begin with number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Mom puts her baby to bed, and late at night, she starts hearing weird noises coming out of the baby's room.
Like a cat crying.
No, not. Well, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I haven't heard what happened.
Cats in heat.
Well, you're getting closer.
Uh-huh.
This mother was scared because she heard very strange noises coming out of the baby's bedroom. And she realized that her little one's Bluetooth nightlife was picking up the sounds of a neighbor watching a porno movie.
It happens.
Dawn and Josh were watching TV when they heard weird moaning coming from their baby daughter River's room. That's not good. Mom got startled, gets up, goes looking around, and that's where the five-month-old was.
That kid was notorious very early on. What was I like as a baby? Oh, brother.
Oh, dude, listen.
You had a certain appetite.
The five-month-old was about to wake up from all the racket that was being caused from an adult film that was blaring through the Bluetooth nightlight. Mom says, we went through it, and I was like, oh, my goodness, you could tell in an instant what it was.
Wait a minute. You didn't need to know. Wait a minute. That's Anus and Andy.
It was quite loud, she says. My daughter was starting to toss and turn. The nightlight was something they got through Amazon. It plays music and it projects stars up in the sky, up in the ceiling. She said she assumed someone had accidentally connected to the device.
You know, I don't know that I wouldn't like that. Stars being projected.
Oh,
on
it's
the
pretty
ceiling.
Cool. Yeah, no, they're great.
That might not be bad for me.
So they live in this building with it's like an apartment building, and she posts a note on the door of this shared building, and it just says, hey, whoever was watching porn last night at 11:30,
kill the Bluetooth.
You've connected your device to our baby's nightlight. Can you please disconnect ASAP? And ever since, they haven't had any problems.
Can do.
Well, yeah, you're watching porn, you're like, what's going on? Why isn't there any audio here? I don't get it. Why am I watching a silent porno? Well, it's not silent. It's just you have your Bluetooth connected to a speaker that's in a neighbor's house, and it's in the baby's room.
Is that a thing? Is that something that Steve Martin did, silent porno? Or was that a Mel Brooks thing?
Yeah, I think.
It's got to be out there.
Oh, I'm.
It's got to be something called silent porno.
I bet that's a category that you can look up. Silent. Now, it would be cool if they did it and it had like the old piano, like in the silent movies. that I think could be kind of fun.
Or come to the adult theater and watch your porno. And yeah, we got a guy up front on the piano. It's a living.
That's not bad. I think we're onto something here. Now,
the old coronet or whatever it was that.
Oh man, look at this. This is hot. Oh boy.
Well, that doesn't go there.
What are you doing? That's too many. That's too much.
It's unnatural.
I know I shouldn't enjoy this, but I do. Oh, wait, what's going on now? Hey, that's your stepsister. What are you doing? Oh, this is wrong. This is so wrong. Oh, looks like they're getting a pizza pie. Time for some nourish.
Oh, here's the pizza delivery man.
Wait a minute. That's not how you should dress when you're
doing the silent porno rag.
It's not how you're supposed to dress when you answer the door, young lady. What's the matter with you? Oh, wait a minute.
Uh-oh, here comes the stepmom.
Is there anything I can do to pass the class? Wait a minute. This isn't right.
Extra credit?
Well, I feel good, Darren. I think we've just invented a whole new genre of pornography.
A whole new kink. Now, add that fetish to your collection.
Wait a minute. Well, that fella's just watching. Wait a minute.
It's the tramp.
I think we're onto something. I think we've created a whole new genre.
The little tramp isn't so little.
Although I'm sure it's already a thing, right? Isn't that the rule that if you can think of it in that realm, that it already exists? Isn't there like a rule, like a number rule for that sort of thing?
Certainly for porno.
Yeah, right. Number two. Love to go to this subreddit where people wonder if they're in the wrong and get your reaction, Darren, to their stories. They wonder if their behavior is something that would make them, you know, seem like a jerk, or were they in the right? And I think getting reactions from some strangers who don't have any stake in your story, I mean, maybe you're getting an impartial jury, right? Mm-hmm. A jury of your peers.
Yes.
So I can't say the name of the subreddit. I hope you know which one I'm talking about. It's people wondering if they're jerks, but that's not how they phrase it. I've got three stories I want to share with you here, all right?
Yes.
First one, am I a jerk for my reaction to my friend's baby name? This is the first one of my friends to have a baby. So I haven't run into this before, but my friend Kelsey just found out she's having a girl. She announced on social media with a picture of the ultrasound and a frame with the baby's name. She mentioned her favorite name had been Bindi, but was told that that is cultural appropriation. So she picked out a similar sounding name, the name Bundy. B-U-N-D-I.
Uh-huh.
Bundy. Now, the first thing that came to my mind was Ted Bundy. I didn't comment or anything on the post. She reached out to me later and messaged me saying, quote, "So I can tell by your silence that you don't like the name. Why? Be honest." I responded, well, the first thing that came to mind was the association with Ted Bundy.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Sorry. Well, she got extremely upset with me and sent me a long, angry message that I won't quote, but the gist of it was that I have a sick mind, and just because I'm obsessed with messed up people doesn't mean everyone else is.
Okay, best of luck.
And that's not what most people will think of with Little Bundy. I am not obsessed.
Little Bundy.
I am not obsessed.
I hadn't put that together. Little Bundy.
I am not obsessed with Ted
Bundy
at all.
Does he have a little fake cast?
I'm not obsessed with Ted Bundy at all.
To lure other babies?
It's just the first association that came to mind. So am I the jerk here?
No, that's what it's going to come to everybody's mind.
Right.
First.
That's why they named them the Bundys on Married with Children as the tip of the cap to Ted Bundy. And Bundy with an I, you're still saying the word Bundy.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
Right. Or even if people don't think of Ted Bundy, the serial killer, they're going to think of Peg and
at the very least.
And Al Bundy, which isn't great either.
It's better.
Right. Also, don't ask for someone's opinion if you're not prepared to listen to it.
Do you or don't you want my opinion?
I can tell you're upset because you didn't rave about this name that I've invented for my baby girl. Bundy.
I want to...
How about this? Am I the jerk for not canceling a cake order? This one takes some turns. It says, yes, I know this sounds petty. My mother-in-law is planning Easter dinner for Sunday. Only our family, sister-in-law, mother-in-law, father-in-law, very small. Mother-in-law called us and asked us to bring something for dinner. She suggested turnip and carrots. We always get stuck with turnip and carrots. And I hate turnip.
But you do them so well.
I say, okay, but I'd also like to bring a cake too.
No.
There's a delightful German bakery close to my house that we all love. She agreed. Mother-in-law agreed, so I placed an order for carrot cake and chocolate cake. Great. Gold. Good to go, right? Wrong. My sister-in-law is an immature 43-year-old who cries when she doesn't get her way or calls mom to complain, resulting in me getting a call to see if I'll give her her way. She's done this on so many occasions, but the last year I've stopped allowing her and I've stood up for myself a lot. My husband always has my back, but he never does the planning. I do. So this stuff is up to me. Cue to today, sister-in-law calls me and says, "Mom says you're bringing a cake to dinner. Why?" And she does this laugh, which I despise. There's nothing left for me to bring. What am I going to do? I let her know the cake is ordered, and she says, "Oh my God, I hate carrot cake. No one likes carrot cake." I say, "Well, actually, carrot cake is my favorite, and I know that your dad loves it."
Uh-huh.
"Remember those three times you said you'd make it for me, and then you made a whipped cream fruit cake that I couldn't eat because I'm lactose intolerant?" I wait for a response, and she does that laugh that I hate, and she asks me to cancel the cake order so that she can make a cake. Every time I try to bring something to dinner, she one-ups me. Or she'll say, "I usually make this, but mine's better," to which everyone agrees so she doesn't throw a fit. I'm not backing down, and I say, "No, I'm sorry. The cake has been ordered." I offer to let her bring the turnip and carrots. She says, "Ooh, no, that's what you bring." I suggest a few other items, and I'm met with a no. "Just cancel the order, and I'll make the cake." Again, I'm not budging on this. So she says, "Fine, I'll make cupcakes to bring, and the kids are going to like those better." I wanted to scream, but I calmly said, "Fine, you do what you want, but I'm still bringing the carrot cake and the chocolate cake." I told my three kids that they are to stay away from the cupcakes, and I'll give each of them $5. So am I the jerk here?
You clearly hate this person.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, then all bets are off, right?
You don't touch the cupcakes. All right, so we have two no jerks. Last one. Am I a jerk for not leaving a tip? My girlfriend and I went to a fancy restaurant for the first time in a while. It took a while to get seated, but that was understandable because we didn't have reservations. Afterwards, our service was very slow. We ordered steak, crab cake, and roast your own s'mores for dessert. I was never asked how I wanted my steak, and it came out burnt. Possibly that's my bad. I should have told them. My girlfriend's crab cake turned out good. The waiter brought them out and then brought the check and forgot the dessert. By the way, the check had the dessert on it. We asked about the dessert, and the waiter asked if we still wanted it, and then she apologized and said she had a case of the Mondays. She used this excuse, "I've got a case of the Mondays," 5 times throughout the whole meal.
Ugh.
We were eating on a Tuesday. She also said multiple times it was her first time as a server, which we found out was a lie based on reviews that we've read.
They're lying.
Using her name in a review over a month ago. The dessert that was brought out was more expensive than what we ordered, and it was completely different. Oh, it had stale pretzels, stale vanilla wafers, and I'm not kidding you, there was mold on the strawberries in dippable chocolate. I asked for at least candles to be lit for the dessert, and the waiter said she'd bring some out, but she never did. I would have complained about it being the wrong dessert and the service, but my girlfriend insisted I not complain. Never were we asked if everything was going well. We never got a water refill, and it took longer than an hour and a half to get everything before it was all said and done. Keep in mind, we were the last ones there, and the place was not packed at all. Personally, I think because we were a young couple, they figured they could give us poor service, and the waiter also seemed a little drunk. I would have personally left a 5% tip for the service, but I figured my tip came from the more expensive dessert that I was charged for that I didn't order. Service was late, I got the wrong meal, never got a water refill, and the waiter seemed drunk, so I didn't leave a tip. Am I a jerk?
I mean, it's tough to not leave a tip, but if anyone had a reason, you're getting pretty close.
Yeah.
Not only to not leave a tip, to just basically, "I'm not paying, I'm leaving." But it, especially in these times, you got to leave a tip.
You have to leave a tip nowadays.
Yeah. You have to. But
what you do is, first of all, the girlfriend didn't want you to complain.
With regrets.
Right. The problem is, you're complaining to us.
Yeah.
I can't help your dinner, dude. Like, yeah. You complain.
You need to complain then.
Then, and they make it right for you.
Right.
Going online to complain about your bad service at a place, I understand how that can be satisfying, uh-huh. but that doesn't solve any of the problems.
Yeah, that was not the time and place to do it, is it?
Right. And this waiter who said she had a case of the Mondays on a Tuesday and seemed a little drunk, she's not reading this. Like, you need right. to go to yeah. whoever is there at the restaurant and say, can I talk to whoever's in charge so I can explain? Like, you show the yeah. strawberries, and you go, explain this to me, right? Mm-hmm. In the moment, you complain, and then you still tip, because while you may not have loved the service you got, they tip out to other people.
Yeah.
Other people are counting on that. So even though this was a horror show of a dinner, you always have to leave it.
Yeah, then was the time and the place to complain.
Right.
And again, even though this might make you feel better now, it serves no purpose.
Right. So I'm going to say you are a jerk for not leaving a tip. You concur, Dr. Yeah. Petra?
Yeah. Take care of it then. Be a grown-up.
Right.
Number three.
Three.
Three. Three.
There's this alternative indie band out of Spain. They call themselves Love of Lesbian. I'll give you a taste of... This is one of their big hits over in Spain. The alternative scene over there. It's called Bajo el Volcán. Just give me a little
Quiero
taste.
Planear sobre tu tierra.
Vamos a empezar. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
They did a concert over the weekend, and the concert was a great big science experiment. 5,000 people participated in a concert in Spain to test post-pandemic events. This was something they did in Barcelona. 5,000 people participated in this concert to test post-pandemic events. Everyone had to wear a mask, and everyone had to pass a COVID test before they could enter the arena.
Mm-hmm.
But social distancing, not necessary. This band, Love of Lesbian, that's what they call themselves, the Spanish indie band Love of Lesbian. They're already nominated for the MTV Europe Music Awards.
Sure they are.
The show needed government approval to take place. The fans were all dancing close to each other, but the sea of masked faces showed things that were not back to normal. You were there at the show. They had sanitary controls at the entrance, which delayed the start of the show, right? You can't just pile in. Everybody needs to get tested before they're allowed in. The tests were used for antigens, which, like the PCR test, identify the coronavirus directly. Examinations were carried out in three places by 80 nurses, all wearing complete personal protective equipment. 10 to 15 minutes later, participants got the results on an app on their phone. And if you passed, you got a check that said okay, and then you would bring that into the arena and you could show go that, see the show. Yeah. By the middle of the day, when they were testing people, they had examined 2,400 people. Three received a positive test for COVID. And one had contact with a positive case, so they weren't able to attend the show. They were, however, guaranteed a refund.
Mm-hmm.
You get your money back if you got COVID, but we can't let you in for the show. But yeah, this is something that they're looking at now, and the however they were able to execute this might be how we get live shows with... these people are all just on top of each other at this... small venue. I mean, 5,000 is a big venue, but it's also, you know, not that big for Barcelona. I'd imagine they'd have a much bigger places they could play. But this whole thing was done.
But no big giant as a inflatable test. Bubbles like the Flaming Lips.
No, they're not quite doing what our buddy Wayne is doing. That's true. MTV Europe Music Awards. Wonder who won last year. I don't know. Well, let's see.
Swiss Miss.
Okay, BTS won for best song.
I guess BTS?
Yes. Yes, they won for best group, too.
They're European?
No, I think it's just MTV Europe does their own music awards.
Oh, okay.
Right?
You don't have to be European.
Hayley Williams won for Best Alternative. beating 21 Pilots, the 1975 Machine Gun Kelly, Black Bear, and FKA Twigs for the MTV Europe Music Awards. MTV still does music awards here? Or do they stop doing that? They still do like the VMAs, don't they?
Only when Martha Quinn's available.
We should be, well, no, they wouldn't announce VMA nominees. That's usually something they do in September, right?
Oh, that I don't know.
No, I do know. That used to be a big deal for me.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What was your favorite year?
Well, I would have to say 92. Mm. You're Losing My Religion won everything. BTS won a bunch of things at the VMAs here in the States as well. So there you go. They're big, the BTS. They're a big deal. They brought fire with their live performance of their song Dynamite, it says here.
You don't have to tell me.
Number four.
Interesting story that the BBC did on L.C. Buckshot Smith. L.C. Buckshot Smith may be the world's oldest serving cop. He's 91 years old.
And still on the beat.
Yeah. He works 4 days a week at his hometown of Camden, Arkansas. Served for 46 years as a deputy. Then he retired. And he couldn't stay away from the job for more than 5 months.
The dangerous game.
He doesn't like hunting. He doesn't fish.
I don't do anything other than police.
All he ever wanted to be was a cop. That's the only thing he enjoys being. So he went back to work in his 80s. Was a deputy, now he's a policeman. In fact, he was a rookie cop in his 80s.
My passion is people following the law.
He says he will retire for good when the good Lord tells him so. Does that mean what do you think it means? I mean, this is a 91-year-old police officer. L.C. Buckshot, Officer Smith. A little bit of audio here from the BBC and the piece they did on this guy. It's something else to be 91 and still doing what you want to do, but especially when it's, you know, most of the people that I know that have chosen to serve as police officers, they're very much looking forward to not doing it anymore.
Yeah, and a lot of times you're done pretty early on.
Right. 91 years old.
Still working. I feel like I live longer at my age. Keep on working. This is my radio.
I'm old enough to remember when we didn't have radio.
Uh-huh.
91 years old. The video that they're shooting of him, it's like he's pointing. He's doing like traffic cop stuff. And no one's really paying attention to him.
Now it looks like he's trying to disperse a crowd by firing shots in the air. That's not necessary.
Is that why they call him Buckshot?
That's not necessary. This is a parade.
The thing with Buckshot is he's been around so long. When somebody says, well, I know everybody, Buckshot knows everybody.
I love people. I love to help people.
Buckshot leads by example, and that's what we need more.
Sometimes he comes and tries to assist us and calls. Even the new guys that we have right now, he's trying to talk to them and, you know, just give them a life lesson.
This gun and this badge don't make a police officer. You got to want to do it. Everybody asks me when I'm going to retire, and I tell them, good luck. Good Lord says so.
We'll see. He's going to turn 92 next month.
Or if a swarm of snakes brings me down. It is Arkansas
plans to retire. This is the piece of CBS Evening News did on Buckshot.
Police car, but everyone right. In Camden, Arkansas knows his name.
Hey!
91-year-old L.C. Buckshot Smith is the oldest police officer in the state. He moves a little slower now, but he still walks the beat of his hometown 4 days a week.
How y'all doing?
What makes you a good police officer, even at 91?
This badge and gun
don't make you a police officer.
Hello, Mr. Buck.
He's got that answer for anyone who asks.
I can't think of one person in this town that I haven't fired Buckshot at.
That's why it's impossible to retire. I just love shooting Buckshot into crowds so much.
There's not one person in this town that can make it through a metal detector when they go to the airport.
This gun and this badge don't make a police officer. The Buckshot I fire into...
that I fire into people does.
That's what makes me...
You got to respect people.
He earned his popularity by working more than four decades for the Ouachita County Sheriff. That's him in the photo holding the shotgun. After 46 years as a deputy, he retired for only 5 months.
I don't hunt. I don't fish.
So in his 80s, he became a rookie Camden cop. He carries a firearm, but he doesn't have to use it.
He knows your mama and he knew your grandmother. So he has the authority to speak into our lives.
How many people do you think you've arrested in your career?
Oh, I've taken more people's home than I arrest taking to jail.
Officer Smith says he'll retire when the good Lord tells him to. Until then, Buckshot plans to keep rolling and patrolling. Omar Villafranca, CBS News, Camden, Arkansas.
As opposed to arresting you and taking you to jail, how about you come to my house?
I think he's saying he took them to their home. But
I think we can make this all go away.
You want to know why they really call me Buckshot?
You're going to find out.
Five. Number five.
Lincoln, Nebraska man arrested on suspicion of driving a Caterpillar front end loader to a hospital while drunk.
Anyone who drinks and drives is a real jackass.
This was Friday night, 11 o'clock at night. Officers were at the hospital and noticed this 32-year-old, Jordan Evans, drive a front end loader up to the emergency room bay. Inside the bucket was a 40-year-old man.
It happens.
Evans drove the man a mile away to the emergency room because he was injured. Police say Evans appeared to be intoxicated. They found an open bottle of alcohol in the front end loader. Also 3.5 grams of marijuana. He later tested a .184.
This man needs help. He's in the bucket.
This Evans, the guy who's driving the front loader with his wounded buddy in the bucket, had a 15-year revocation from a previous DUI conviction. By the way, the owner of the front loader said that this guy did not have permission to use the equipment. So he was arrested for felony
theft.
That's
my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Felony theft by unlawful taking, felony DUI, felony driving during revocation, open container in vehicle, and possession of marijuana.
Well, I got to have a roadie on the way to the hospital.
Now,
it's a go cup.
But I will say this. There's a lot this guy did wrong. But if you're this guy's friend who he took to the hospital.
Thanks, man.
That's a good friend.
Thanks, buddy. I'll get you there.
Dig what I'm
I'll
saying?
I'll get you there. You're injured.
I'm probably going to get in a ton of trouble for doing this, so I might as well have a...
Now, granted, I'm the one who injured you, but...
I ran you over with this front loader.
I ran you over with this thing. It's the least I can do.
I mean, he took his body to the hospital the only way he knew how, with a Caterpillar front end loader that wasn't his, and he did not have permission to take. But, you know, look... His buddy that was injured got to the hospital, so that's not nothing. How did the guy get hurt? He did not have permission to take the vehicle, which is valued at $75,000. Boy, oh boy.
I tend to think that that vehicle was involved in the injury somehow.
You think? You think that maybe these guys were, I mean, somehow... His friend was injured, and at the end of the day, rather than leaving his buddy high and dry, he was not dry and pretty high and took his buddy to the hospital. I don't know.
I've been in those buckets. You don't play around.
No. 0.184 is more than twice the legal limit. This is, by the way, his fourth felony DUI now. I don't have any information about the injured man, what his condition is. But I'll say this. There are worse things. You shouldn't drive drunk. But driving drunk in a front loader is better than driving drunk in a car, right?
Potentially. Yeah, I don't think they go all that fast.
No.
Everyone move. Move.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
Thanks so much for listening to the Top 5 Things podcast. We're recording this one on April the 1st. It's one of two shows. If you're a patron, a patron-only show will be posted here any moment now.
Yeah, this one's available to everybody, and it is because Nature's Treatment is our sponsor. Tech Drive in Milan, West Main Street in Galesburg. Milan's open every day. Galesburg's open weekdays and Saturdays. Nature's Treatment offers a wide selection of products for recreational use, including flower vapes and edibles.
Till we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock Island. Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Okay, so I'll see you later, huh? I'll give you a call.